As it is with any Christian organization, we become involved with fundraising events, media outreach, and charitable drives. Details multiply like a flu virus, and the fever soars. Just when we think we are at the hub, in the center of the wheel, we are reminded that Jesus walks in the midst of the churches. When I look out on my congregation, I shudder to think that Jesus might be sitting in the back row, when his position must be in the place of prominence, the center, where everyone can see him. Every stroke of the Spirit's brush has a meaning. John saw him in a long flowing robe that speaks of his greatness. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. As a minister, I've conducted many weddings where the bride had a long train, sweeping the white runner on the church aisle. To see a robe that filled an entire temple would be impressive. The golden sash across his chest is a symbol of his righteousness. We read of Jesus girding himself with a towel and washing the disciples' feet. But here he is clothed in majesty, not as a servant. Isaiah said, "Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist." Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. His eyes were like blazing fire, contrasting with his time on earth when John had seen him with tear-filled eyes. He looked into the deepest depths of the soul, penetrating every thought and motive. The Bible says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. When someone who is living a holy, Christ-filled life looks into my eyes, I know I cannot hide behind any facade. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. Revelation chapter 1, verse 15. Brass, or bronze, represents judgment. The feet of brass signify the time when he will put all his enemies and every evil power beneath his feet. The foes of Jesus will be utterly crushed. If I didn't know that, I would have to join all the moaners who wail, "I just don't know what this world is coming to." His voice was like the sound of rushing waters. Revelation chapter 1, verse 15. This is not a quiet stream, but a booming Niagara Falls. Jeremiah was given this prophecy, "The Lord will roar from on high. He will thunder from his holy dwelling and roar mightily against his land. He will shout like those who tread the grapes, shout against all who live on the earth. The tumult will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord will bring charges against the nations." Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 30 and 31. An old expression puts it this way, "It was so loud, my teeth rattled." The sound of his voice will shake the corners of heaven and earth. Out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword, an instrument of warfare that is the Word of God. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. When Billy Graham raises his Bible and emphasizes, "The Bible says," he is using the sword of the Spirit. Every time we look to the Scriptures for answers and direction, we are warring against evil. Satan hates to have us quote Scripture. He loves it when men question the truth of the Bible or twist the meaning to match their own beliefs. In the book of Revelation, the two-edged sword is the weapon of our Lord. We see a mighty warrior battling the forces of evil to a final victory. We may not be able to paint a picture of such awesome proportions, but we know the conqueror is on our side, and that gives us great assurance. In his right hand he held seven stars. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. In the Bible, the right hand represents authority and control. Jesus is described in the Scriptures as sitting on the right hand of God. The seven stars are identified in the following verses as seven angels. The stars of the churches are his ambassadors, the pastors or ministers over whom the Lord exercises absolute authority, and those whom he protects.